Niall Hatch is in the south of France, near Cannes, I believe, Niall.
That's right. I'm in a lovely town here called Mondelieu-Nanapool, which is where my late father used to spend a lot of time. So I love to come here and sort of go to the places that we used to go together. And there's wonderful birds and wildlife here. You don't see too many cats around here, I must say. There seem to be more dog lovers here in this part of France, at least. Although I do just recently have seen around the town a few wild boar, so a bigger mammal indeed, creeping around the place. And I saw a fox outside just the other day as well. And people here are actually a bit scared of foxes because they don't really associate them coming into urban areas like we do in Ireland. It's quite common to see a fox in Dublin, for example. But here they're wilder creatures, and the old fear of rabies is still around. So people do get a little bit panicked when they see a fox, and in certain quarters at least. I'm sure most people don't, but some do. So it's nice to be able to join the programme from here.
So, Niall, any sign of a dawn chorus there?
Oh, yes. It's a lovely dawn chorus down here. So many of the singers of the dawn chorus are birds that we'd recognise in Ireland, that I hear in my own garden in Ireland. So the blackbird is very common here, the wood pigeon, the coloured dove, they're all over the place. The robin is here as well, singing away, the rouge gorge, as they call it here in France. Blue tits and grey tits, you get those too. But there are other birds that join the dawn chorus here that I absolutely love. So there's a bird very common down here called the Sardinian warbler, and it's a really strong singer. You hear those in the morning. They're related to blackcaps, and they have a scratchier song. It's sort of quite musical, though. It's very pretty to listen to. I'm hearing a lot of firecrests down here, which is a relative of our goldcrest. Jointly, the goldcrest and the firecrest are the smallest birds in Europe, tiny little creatures. But probably my favourite bird that's in the dawn chorus, and indeed also sings throughout the day and the night, is the nightingale. And it sounds like the first ones are already in, because I've started to hear nightingales over the last couple of nights. They're singing away. That's a beautiful sound. It's such an accomplished singer, such an accomplished vocalist. They're an amazing bird. And also, probably my favourite sound of all, you get down here at night, you hear the scops owls. These tiny owls, about the size of a starling, they make this lovely tooting call, sort of like rhythmically repeated every few seconds, and they call back and forth in the trees around the apartment here. So it's really, really, really lovely soundscape.
Yes, it's a lovely part of the world. The scops owl always reminded me of the sound trucks make when they reverse, the kind of beepy thing. Mm. And you do think it's a mechanical sound at first and not a bird, but it's wonderful. The other bird from that part of the world is the Chetty's warbler, which suddenly bursts into a massive song for a few seconds and then shuts down again. And very hard to see, Niall, at least I always found it. So I could walk past a bush and this wonderful burst would come out of it. And then silence. That's what I associate with that part of the world.
The Chetty's warbler is quite remarkable. The sheer force of that song. And it's a little brown skulking bird, very like a nightingale in that respect. Neither the nightingale nor the Chetty's warbler are particularly flashy birds. They're not much to write home about in terms of their looks, but their vocal performance is something else. And the Chetty's warbler is just so incredibly loud. And sometimes if you hear one singing and you're close by, you'll know it because it's so loud close to you. Usually, or very often at least, after they finish singing, they will fly to a new perch. And that's when you might spot them moving around. So it's interesting, actually, that the Chetty's warbler, there are now a couple, at least, in song in Ireland, in parts of County Wexford. Could be that species is beginning a colonisation of Ireland, similar to the colonisation of Britain that happened several decades ago. We know that the species breeds as close to Ireland as North Wales, even on the island of Anglesey. So it could be now that they could be poised to be the next new breeding species in Ireland as well. And people may get accustomed to hearing this incredible new sound as a new part of our dawn chorus.
It will be a very welcome addition to our bird fauna, so it will.
Well, don't forget Dawn Chorus on the 7th of May.